now. Very special guest is about to join us. He has been presenting magic at Liberty Magic all throughout the spring and summer and is going to continue on Sundays through September 25th, weekly at 2 o'clock. It's Mr. Masato. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's
Thank you for having me, Mayor.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure and welcome. Tell me a little bit about you first, where you're from, how you got engaged in being a magician. I'm really curious to kind of hear your story.
Well, I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. And I've transplanted here to Pittsburgh in October, and it's been absolutely phenomenal. The people have been amazing. The people of Pittsburgh are much nicer than Philadelphians. So I really enjoy it here. I started magic probably when I was maybe 8 years old, but I didn't get into it professionally until I was about 21 or 22. I ended up getting my first magic set, a real professional magic set, learning magic tricks from an infomercial called Larry Anderson's Jaw Droppers when I was 18 years old, from an infomercial about 2:30 in the morning. And that was like the beginning of my magic career, but I had no idea. You know, the funny thing is, a wise man told me once that what you're looking for is looking for you. And I had no idea I was going to end up becoming a magician. And, you know, magic kind of found me and saved my life even, you know. Yeah.
How so? Were you just looking for something?
Well, I always wanted to be some sort of performer, maybe an actor. But the funny thing was, I ended up going to get a job at the casino, Sands Casino in Atlantic City, to be specific. When I arrived there, I was hired, but then they told me I needed to cut my hair, and I had this long hair to the middle of my back, and I didn't want to cut it off. And they said, well, I'm sorry, sir, you can't have the job. So I left and went to Tropicana Casino just to walk around, and I saw a magic shop called Houdini's. Went inside. They had $3 magic tricks. I'm sorry, magic shows. I went in, I watched three or four shows that day, and they said, wow, you must really love magic. Do you do any tricks? I said, sure, I know a few. And they said, could you show us some stuff? And I showed them the things that I learned on from the infomercial that I purchased when I was 18. And they were blown away by it, and they offered me a job. And I took the job, and next thing you know, bam, that was the beginning. I'm a magician, you know? I started doing magic shows there. They had a small, intimate 21-seat theater, and I started performing daily, selling magic as well. And that was where I found my love for the second oldest magic trick in the world, which is the Chinese linking rings, which I have now renamed and modernized for the modern magician. It's called Masato Rings now, and it's one of the best-selling magic tricks of all time. And I've been signed to one of the largest magic companies in the world, Illusionist.com. And my product has been on the bestseller list for the last decade, and it's been doing really well.
That's wonderful. Congratulations. It's got to be, good magic is really a lot of fun. And I can remember tableside magic that I've witnessed that just really baffled me. I mean, I'd like to think I'm very observant and can keep my eye on things, but I was truly mystified. And magic from a distance is something too. And I think seeing magic up close in the same space with the magician is really important. It gives you a chance to see what he or she is actually doing. It eliminates that, you know, screen in between you and the performer. And it's just really special. And I'm glad folks are able to see you here in Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, Liberty Magic, is within the cultural district. And you're there every Sunday, right? Throughout the, the rest of July, also August, and clear through September 25th. And it's,
absolutely,
it's got to be fun. You must absolutely amaze people as they watch you.
Oh, I've been having an amazing time. The Cultural Trust reached out to me, and they told me to, they wanted me to start in October. And so I started, I believe it was called, the name of the event. They have these events every 3 or 4 months when the whole city comes out. And my first day, they threw me to the wolves, and we had 20-minute shows for 8 hours straight. And we had this, we had maybe 100 people that would come through every show for every 20 minutes. And it was absolutely phenomenal. And everyone was getting to know me, and I was received very well. Then they offered me my adult show, which was entitled Ringistry. That was from June. That was during the month of June. Then May, I believe it was May 15th to September 25th, is the Sunday matinee called The School of Magic, starring Mr. Machado. Now, this show is for all ages, from 8 to 80, I like to say. And it's fun for everyone. For adults, it's educational. No, I'm sorry. For adults, for children, it's educational. And for adults, it's motivational. All right. There are a lot of life lessons in the School of Magic. I don't give away all the magic tricks, but I do give away a few things in hopes to inspire you to want to go out and learn even more magic. And if someone decides to buy the VIP Skeleton Key experience, we can learn a little extra magic in the underground School of Magic after the show.
Ooh.
Every Sunday at 2 p.m.
Well, thank you for being with us, Mr. Machado. And Liberty Magic is at 811 Liberty Avenue in the Cultural District downtown in Pittsburgh. Thank you so much for being with us today. And here's hoping
so much for having me.
For a good rest of the run. I hope to come down and see you sometime if I can. Thanks so much.